Today's daf in the second Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Pei Aleph, we're already right at the top of the page at the Halakha Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah with Shiurim for various items for Hotzah on Shabbat. Somebody takes out Etzem, takes out bone. The Shiur of bone is Kedei La'asot Tarvad, to make a spoon with. It was very common. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kedei La'asot Mimenu Chaf. Now what we think that means at this point is an actual lock. So you make a lock out of the bone, which is a great deal larger than a tarvad, and of course that's going to lead us to the problem of our Kabbalah that we've had, as we've watched the pattern of Rabbi Yehuda always giving us a smaller shear, not a bigger shear. So how does that work? We'll see in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. How about zechuchit, a piece of glass? Kedei ligror bo rosh karkar. Piece of glass has to be large enough to be able to use it to whittle down the top of the kikar, which is a sharp, pointed piece of wood used by weavers. And they stick it in to keep the shi straight. A tsror, or even, kedei lizrok ba'of, something that you can throw. The shear of hotzah, its usefulness is when it's throwable. So if you throw it at a crow to get the crow away, that would be a correct shear. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, you could just scare a bird away by making noises, unless a really mean crow. So the normal shear of a thing like that would be Mizrok Bibehima, large enough to get an animal to move away. Now wait a minute, says the Gemara. If Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to be able to make a lock, then that would mean that the shear of Rabbi Yehuda is larger, and what we've seen all along, starting with the using a piece of reed as a ruler for a baby shoe, kind of along the shear of the Rabbanim is duffish all along, and this is our Kabbalah and Rabbi Yehuda, he's always careful to take the smaller shear. That explain that. Omra Ula Achaf does not mean the whole lock. Achaf means one tooth in a lock. So Chafei Potachat means the pieces, what they used to, they didn't have plastic or metalwork into small pieces. It was difficult. They used the bone in order to make the pins in the lock. Tan Rabbana, Chafei Potachat Torin, pins of a lock themselves, outside of the lock, are not Mekabel Tuman. Once you put them into the lock and they become part of a kli, they are tamei. Remember that kli etzem is one of the types of kelim and it does not require a beit kibul or anything of the sort, so there'll be no problem as long as it's a functional instrument. Vishel gal. However, if the lock is built into a door, then afal pi shechibran bedelet v'kav'an b'masmerim, I don't care how functional a lock it is, it's going to be tar. But that's another reason. Shekolam b'chubar lekarka is considered to be kikarka. And as we know, anything connected to the ground is not makavatuma. A door is connected to the ground. The type of potachat we're talking about is either a hanging lock or a lock on a box of some kind that's not attached to the ground, a closet lock. That's what we're talking about being tummy. Zechuchit, kedei ligror, we said a piece of glass has to be large enough to use for whittling down the kirkar of a wizard, of a weaver, not a wizard. Wizards use kirkar too. Tana, zechuchit. Now note that zechuchit is sometimes zayin and sometimes it's zechuchit with a samach, and Rashi says, well, they both mean the same thing because zechuchit means zach, the clear thing, and zechuchit means sach, which means to see through, like socha b'ruach hakodesh, as in yiska, or sukkah, which is to see. So there you go. Either way, you could see through the zach with a sach. So the shear, anyway, in the braita is kedei liftzoa b'shnei nimin ka'achat, sufficient to cut off two hanging threads at one time. Tror, O Eben, kedei lizrok ba'of, and Rebbe Lezer says, no, you can scare a bird away by shouting at it. This is for an animal. Om Rebbe Yaakov, Om Rebbe Yochan, this is not a stone that is large enough for you to get your vicious feelings out with. That's not called large enough. It has to be large enough for the animal to be nispoiled a little, you know, so that it should move. If you're just sitting there yelling and throwing things, and it's looking at you placidly and saying, you got a problem, then that is not big enough to be b'chayim on hotzah. So it has to be large enough for hushamar geshet, but it's got to feel something. V'kama shiura, what is feeling something? What would that be? Tanavir v'lezben Yaakov, it's got to weigh at least a sorazud, you know. which of course leads us all the way back to those original Asaras and the Rimazim to the Yitzhak Avinu and Rivka and Eliezer and the Luchot and wow, you got to feel Margeshet. That's what the Hasidim would say, but we can continue. Zonin all lebe midrash. Once Zonin walked into the Beit HaMidrash and he said, "Gentlemen, Rabotai, once and for all, we've got to have this out. I know it's not pleasant, but how large are the stones for taking into the bathroom?" They didn't have toilet paper, they had toilet stones. So how large are these stones? And of course, the question of their size, we're talking about, you can do whatever the heck you want if it's not Shabbos. But if it's Shabbos, usually stones are mukzah, and therefore they're not kosher for moving around for any purposes. However, obviously, if you go in and you buy your special toilet stones, you know, that would be okay. But generally, people didn't do that. So they went and collected stones. How can you collect stones on Shabbos? So as we're going to see, the Rabbanan were matir collecting stones for the bathroom because of Kavod HaBriyot. People need to be able to clean themselves after going to the bathroom. And the thought of using, Lord help us, paper after going to the bathroom was at that time so inconceivable that it was considered only madmen would use paper, as we'll see in other Gemaras. And so we had to be matir mishum Kavod HaBriyot. So there's two issues that Zonin wanted to raise. One is, what is the shiur of these stones? Is there a Rabbanan matir? How many and of what size? And the other question is, once we decide that, then that would be considered to be the size l'gabei hotzah as well, because Rashi is a two are interdependent. Whatever the necessary size is would be the shiur that's considered to be choshev for carrying from one rishus to another on Shabbos. So the muktzah, the carrying unit is really. So they said, Amrulo, Kizayit ke'egoz uchabetza. You need three different size stones for different stages of cleaning. One is the size of a kizayit, one is the stage of a egoz, and one is the size of a kibetza. Omar Lay, so Zoni said, oh, I love this. Now we've got frumkeit in the bathroom. V'kiturtani yachmiz, what are you supposed to do now? You're supposed to bring in a scale with a sefer for v'chaim nor shiurim and the chazanishin shiurim, you know, and you'll be sitting there weighing things out on Shabbos to make sure you got the right stones. Come off it. So let's be serious about this. Nimnu v'gamer, so they took a vote and they came out with melo hayad, a handful of stones. You sort of just fit it in. Tani Rabbi Yossi Omer kezayit kegozuch beitza, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi Omer mishum aviv melo hayad. So interestingly, apparently Rabbi Yossi evolved in the same way that the Beit HaMidrash did for Zuni. Tani Rabbana shlosha avanim mekurzalot mutar lahachnis lebeit hakiseh. You're allowed to bring in three sort of speckled stones, which are good for cleaning. Obviously, they're too smooth, they're not very useful. You bring them into the bathroom. Vekamash Yuran, how large? Rabbi Meir Omer ke'egoz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'beitza. Omer Raphim Bar Papa Omer Chista. Well, it's an easy way to remember, you know. Same machlokas that we have over here about how big stones are for the bathroom. That's exactly the same machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about how big your etrog is supposed to be. Ke'egoz or ke'beitza. What's the smallest shear of an etrog? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. What kind of weird relationship is that? Over here, we're talking about by etrog atam, it's a Mishnah. And over here, it's just the machloket in a Braita. I mean, not many people know the Braita. Everybody knows the Mishnah. You should have said it the other way around. You're right. Ke machloket be etrog, kach machloket kan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, however, do not take in a fayas into a bathroom. And what exactly is that, my fayas? Amar Rabbi Zera, that's kashinim babliyata. That's that Babylonian sandstone that really just cracks up into little pieces. You don't want that in the bathroom. And they will not matir that to move around on Shabbat. Amar Rava asur lemashmesh b'tzror b'shabbat k'derech shememashmesh b'chol. Now, they used to get really down and dirty. So if you were having trouble going to the bathroom, a little bit of pressure in the anus would help sometimes to stimulate a bowel movement, and that was called mishmush. They would use a rock or something, you know, poke around a bit, get you running. And so you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Our hava, meaning you're not allowed to do that at all. And our thought was, perhaps it's refuah kind of thing, or more, as we'll see later on, that you're likely to detach hairs from the anal area. And therefore, it's also on Shabbos. Mat kifla mazuta. Well, what kind of psak is that? Listakein? Are you supposed to put yourself in danger of not being able to move your bowels, which is terrible, and you can get all kinds of terrible illnesses from that, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Yeah. And how could you make such a psak? No, he wasn't saying you can't do it at all. He was saying kederek shemamashmesh b'chol. You can't do it the way you normally would. So you do it kila akar yad. If it's done in an abnormal fashion, it's less likely to cause problems, and it's not over the chol, and it's not a psik resha being measured tzarot. Omer b'yirmiya, im yesh makom kavua lebet hakisei. If you have a place that you use often for a bathroom, it's not just like a one-time opportunistic bathroom, then melo hayad. Then you can bring in your full hand, because even if you don't use all of these beautiful stones now, maybe tomorrow you'll go to the bathroom again, so that way you can use them for the whole Shabbos. But im lav kechreya, you could only bring in, as we said earlier, you've got to be careful. Tosfos's girsa is im lav kechreya meducha ketana shabbosomim. There's one thing, which is the size that he's talking about, not an actual meducha ketana shabbosomim. Rashi learns, this is a separate sukkah. Meducha ketana shabbosomim. So, if you have something which is a kli shemalak tola iser, and therefore you would not be using it on Shabbat, however, it's considered to be a Richie.
No.
I mean, these are very practical advices to people who are walking through the woods on Shabbat. I mean, what would you do? Surely you're not going to have your magical wipes with you. So there's got to be an answer.
I thought everybody was going to talk about the slight stone that will get a reaction on the Richie.
I see. So that was the other usage of stones. So the meducha katana, what makes it usable? Well, if it's dirty, it's obviously been used before, and that makes it a special meducha shabbosamim for bathrooms. So then it would be mutar. What? Who would use something like that? Maitvin. There are 10 things that get you hemorrhoids. And these are they. Somebody who eats the leaves of reeds or of vines, or lulave gifanim, those little trendles of the vine. Morige deima, the type of meat on an animal that isn't smooth like tongue, and he eats it below melach. Somebody who eats the shidrosh shel dag, he eats the spine of a fish. A dag maliach shelot bishel kol tzorcho. Oh my goodness, herring that hasn't been properly cooked. Hashotesh imrayayin, somebody who drinks the dregs of the wine. Mikaneach besit, somebody who uses lime for wiping himself in the bathroom. Or charsit, which is ground up, is really ground up. Ground up brick. Tsuror shikineach bo chavero, or he uses a stone that someone else has used. Now over here, if this meducha has a siman on it, it's been used. You don't use toilet paper. V'yesh omrim afatoleh atzmo bebet hakiseh. Others say, if you don't sit on the toilet bowl and you hang yourself in the old-fashioned way, then you're liable to put a lot of pressure on the veins in your rear end, and that could cause tachtoniut. Look, Asha, it depends whether the aid is recently used, then of course it brings you to tachtoniut, or whether it's just a sign it was one time used but it's all dry, or it could be it's on the other side of the meducha shabbosamim. Kan mitzad echad v'kan mishnei tzadim v'ibayitema, or if it's your own meducha shabbosamim that's been used before. Hadi day v'hadi chavre, a lovely way to use a meducha shabbosamim, almost as nice as an etrog. Richie, Omar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, and how about your dual of gishamim v'nishtash teshumau? How about if it's rained on your beautiful meducha shabbosamim and cleaned it off? Now does it start all over again? And now it is a proper meducha shabbosamim, which means it's not meant for the bathroom any longer? Omar le, depends if you can still tell. Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Omar le imahayari shumam nikar muta. Boy mine rabba barav shila mirav chista. Suppose you are very rich and you've got your own bathroom up on the roof. Actually, Rashi is pretty surprised by the fact that they didn't have bathrooms in their homes. In France, we have bathrooms in our homes. And he suggests it's because they had an overpopulation problem And they built their houses in multiple stories. How are they supposed to have bathrooms? There's no ground in the house. So because of that, they would have to go outdoors. Okay, in any event, how about if a guy did have a bathroom? They had a bathroom up on the roof. So now, since, says Rashi, and what's the question? Rashi says, since it's so far upstairs, are you allowed to go to this amount of tircha to schlep these stones up with you upstairs? Tosfos says, it's pretty far-fetched. He thinks that the question is, if you have a bathroom, it's just, we're referring to where you would normally put a bathroom. What are you going to do, put a bathroom in the middle of your house, something? In your bedroom? Where are you going to put a bathroom, for heaven's sake? It's got to be on the roof. And after all, it does need a pipe that goes straight down to the ground, right? Okay, so it goes from the roof. Now, the question is, if you're so rich that you have your own bathroom, couldn't you get your stones before Shabbos in your bathroom, that we have to be matter you to move things around on Shabbos? That's the issue. Maybe we're only matir where it's a bathroom of opportunity. So you need stones of opportunity. But if it's curiosity as opposed to opportunity, then you already have room to take along some stones in your Mars lander. So what about that? Emar lei, he said, because the gadol kvod abriyot shedochet lo ta'aseh shebetorah. We don't make those kind of cheshbonot when it comes to people's dignity. The fact is that the Torah allowed you to ignore picking up something that belongs to someone to be mekayim, a mitzvah. And it says if you're a zakein or a nolafich vodo, that you go ahead and you don't help a guy. You don't give him back his money. Obviously, the Torah is very mocked on human dignity, and it only behooves us, as the Rabbanan, to be equally careful about human dignity and not to bash Richie when he falls asleep in public.
Especially with stones.
You have to stones. I was listening.
Something went in. Yativ Maremar, Bekamala Lashmai, Tatazar, Maremar was sitting saying this over, and Ravina asked Maremar, doesn't it say, as far as this business of dignity, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no tell them, kisem minishelefanav alachatzot poshinav, a person is allowed to pick up a splinter from in front of him to use as a toothpick. Obviously, he can't make the toothpick on Shabbat, but if there's a splinter of wood, he can use it. Even though you think it was books. No. No, you told. Only take something that has been set aside to use. So it's been put there maybe for an animal to munch on, or it's suitable for an avos of a behema. So the need for a toothpick to clean your teeth, obviously, was not important enough for us to be mevater on mukta. Come on. People generally do have dining rooms or dinettes. Certainly people don't normally have bathrooms. And even if you do, what happens if somebody's in the bathroom? For sure you don't have two bathrooms. So there's always the need for opportunistic bathrooms. And therefore we were matter, it's better, of course. Somebody who's just finished doing the harisha, the plowing on his field. You are not allowed to walk into that field to use it for the bathroom. Why? My time on Shabbos. I mean, if it's because of dafsha, I mean, you're trampling it, so you're wrecking the beautiful, newly soft, upturned ground. I mean, what's that to Shabbos? I feel the whole nami. You shouldn't do that at all. Is it because that type of field is now generally very, very fertile because it's got a lot of damp earth that's been overturned, and therefore it's likely that the stone that you pick up will have some small greenery growing on it, in which case you'll be maybe tearing it out of the ground. So it's because of asavim. Therefore, on Shabbos, you've got a problem with that. But did not Reish Lakish say that a tsror sha'alubo asavim mutar lekanerba, that if you have asavim on a piece of rock, you could still use it because it's an eno mitkavein over here to be tolesh. But if you went and found one with asabim and ripped off the asabim, of course you'd be chayef. But that would mean that you don't normally have to worry about picking up a stone. So that can't be the issue. What then is the issue that is unique to Shabbat? What we're afraid is you'll take a stone from on top of a furrow, finish using it, and then throw it into the furrow, and then you'd be chayav because of what Rabbah said earlier, remember? The Omar Rabbah, if you have a gumba, you have now a hole, and you fill it up, depends where the hole is. If it was in a house, you're chayav mishum boneh on Shabbos. If it's in a sada, you're chayav mishum choresh. So over here, filling it up is smoothing the ground, and that's an issur on Shabbos. Gufa. One Rish Lakish, tzror shalubo asabim mutar lekaneach ba, and atolash miyana b'shabbat chayav chatat. Well, if that's the case, then, says Rav Papi, shmaminam at Rish Lakish, that you could actually pick up a parpisa. Now a parpisa. This is a fascinating story. Even Richie will be interested in this story because it is one of our earliest mentions of the minig of kaporas. Rashi says, what is a parpisa? A parpisa, and he has this, he says, he has this as a kabbalah, actually. That what used to be, this is in the Judas Hagenim, what used to be, is they used to make a large container made out of the clusters left over from the date trees, and they would make it an actual portable container of compost. And it would fill it up with all kinds of things. It's filled with seeds. And this would be done either 22 days or 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, and things would start to grow in there, and they would make one for every kid in the house, okay? And they would put in fol or chumus or so on to grow in here. And this was called the purpisa. And then, Erev Rosh Hashanah, everyone would take the one that grew for them, wave it around their head seven times, you know, and they would say, take it and throw it into the river. Tashlich kaporas, all in one.
Sprouts.
Unbelievable. And get your bean sprouts at the same time. How do you like that? So,
no chicken,
no Erev Yom Kippur, no separate tashlich. Look at this. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, yeah. Please start off easy. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so apparently there'd be no problem, even though it was on the ground. Now you pick it up, because he said you could pick up a stone, and the stone clearly is either going to continue to still enjoy some nourishment that comes from the moisture rising from the ground. So apparently it would be the same thing. As the Gemara, how do you prove anything about a parpisa from here? Can you compare something which is necessary to something which is not necessary? Which certainly seems to prove that you don't need to do kaparot all that desperately, or you don't need to do tashlich all that necessarily. How do you like that? Amar Abaye, well, now that you mention a parpisa, I mean, I can't resist. You know, I mean, if we're already talking about it, can I just say something that's been on my mind for a while? I haven't found the right Gemara to say it. Okay, guys, here we go. Leva Begmilt, I want to say something. Hayamunach hagabe karka. Now, the simple meaning of parpisa, which Rashi would have had without the Tshuvat HaGaonim, is that it's a flower pot that's got a hole in the bottom, and therefore it's being continuing to be nene from the ground that's underneath it. And so, as I just want to say, that if this was on the ground, and then you picked it up, and you put it on a tripod or something to hold it up, you'd be chayav mishum tolesh. And Rashi says he can't mean that. Because if you'd be chayav mishum tolesh, how would we have been martyred for kavod abriyah? Obviously means minarabonan, even though, as Rav Kiveger points out, we said before, that's the rule. We never use the word chayav, but Rashi brings places where for other things we use the word chayav, like we say chayav on a mishum nashgaz, mim chayav on a goya, and so on. So over here, if you set it back down on the karka, if it was on a tripod, you put it on the ground, that would be notea, meaning a notea minarabonan, it does this concurrence. You cannot use a piece of broken pottery to clean yourself on Shabbat. My time. Even maybe shum sakanas, because you're going to cut yourself. I mean, why only on Shabbos? Then bechol also. Is it because that brings you, makes you vulnerable to black magic? Mishum kshafim? They don't talk about this in Harry Potter, but it's between the lines. Afila bechol namila. Then you shouldn't be allowed to do this at any time. El mishum hasharat nimin, it's because you may cut some anal hair. davar she'eino mitkaveinu. Amar lo Rav Natan Baroshaya, you know, if a great man says something, we try to find an explanation. He isn't saying you can't do it on Shabbos. He's saying even on Shabbos. Of course you can't do it b'chol. Can't do it b'chol because whatever, sakana, kshafin, whatever the reason is. Well, what he's saying is you might think that, well, it's better to do it on Shabbos because at least it has a din of Torat Kli, better than using Mukta and coming onto the Heter of Kovar Abriot. So I might have thought, oh, Vika Torat Kli Alav, that's better than the other option. Kamashmalam, even on Shabbat. That's what he meant. Rava actually learns that the problem is cutting hair, Mishum Asharat Nimi. And therefore, he's got a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan say, you must not use this on Shabbat, even though obviously you have no intention of cutting any hairs? Alma davar she'eino mitkaven asur. Did not Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha is like the Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah says that a Nazir is allowed to be chofei from Mifas face? He can shampoo, and he can rub through his hair with his fingers. He's just not allowed to use a comb, because that for sure is going to tear out his hair, and a Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. But you see that Rabbi Yochanan, if he says Kistam Mishnah, this Stam Mishnah holds that a davar she'eino mitkaven is mutter. Ela machvarta ken Rabbi Natan bar Oshaya. Let's go back to what Rabbi Natan bar Oshaya said, namely that the issue over here is even on Shabbat and not only on Shabbat. Now, what is this black magic jazz? Mike Shafir. Well, you know the story where Rav Chisda and Rabba Bar Avuna were on this little motorboat, you know? I mean, it was, I guess, Hagrid kind of boat, because what happened was this Matronita, maybe Professor McGonagall, I don't know, so she says, you got room for somebody else? Otvan ba'adaiku, let me sit down too. No way, they said. So what did she do? Lo atvua. Amra ya milta, she says a spell, and now the boat can't move. Asar talarba, room, room, room. It's not going anywhere. Ah, now that got the captain's attention.
Richie.
Ah, this is what happens to Richie all the time. Of course, it's not because of black magic. It's because I forget to untie the boat. But that's a different problem. So Omar, Inu, Milta, they say another spell, and Sharyua, they let the boat go. Zoom. Omralo, darn Jews, my avi, what am I supposed to do about guys like you? I have no power. You're careful not to use this pottery to clean yourselves in the bathroom. Not only that, you never crush a louse on your clothing, and you're always careful not to pull a carrot out of the gardener's rubber band. First you loosen the rubber band, then all the carrots get free. So lo shalif lechu yarkav achlechu mikisha the yasser gina, and oh, that's death, but you guys are too smart for me. Away goes my book.
Wait, Yaakov is a very important addition. Go ahead.
Harry Pottery.
Oh, Harry Pottery. No wonder Barnea was so excited.
It's horrible.
It's pretty horrible. Etzem kedei lasot tarvat, Rabbi Yehuda omer kedei lasot b'menucha, zechuchit kedei ligror b'rosh ha-kikar, tzror o even kedei lizrok be'otz, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer kedei lizrok b'vema. L'meimra d'shiyur the Rabbi Yehuda nafish, ha-kayim la d'shiyur the Rabbon, nafish amru l'chaf, fe'potachat, not the whole thing, Tana Rabbana, chafi potachat ha-torin until kavam b'potachat. Then they're tmeim. But if they're in a door, afa pishchi bram b'delet, the kavam b'masmerim, they're still torin. Simply because kolam b'chur b'lakarka re'er kekarka. Zechuchit k'dei ligror. Tana sechuchit, which is for the lashon of soche, or zechuchit lashon of zach, k'dei levtzor bo shnei nimin kachat. Tzor o even k'dei lizrog ba'of. Rebbe Elazar Omer, you could just shout at an oaf. It's got to be for a behema. Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Vusha Bar Geshet Bud. Not like that little soft, richy brain. Oh no. Something serious. Vekamish Yuro, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Omer Bishkal Asara Zuz. Richie. That's pretty heavy. Heavy. I want to throw that. You don't want to lead me to murder. Zonin Ala Be Medrash, Amalo Rabbatai, once and for all. Avanim shel beit hakisei, shiurim bekama. Amr lo, kizayit, keagozuch beitza. Amalo v'chutur tani yachnis. Come on. Nimnu v'gomru maloya. Tani Rabbi Yosef v'kizayat k'gozuch v'beitza. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef v'mishum avim maloya. Tun Rabbana. Shlosha v'anim mekurzalot mutar lahachnis v'beit ha-kiseh. V'kama shiuran. Rabbi Meir omer k'egoz. Rabbi Yudah omer k'beitza. Omer rafer bar pop. Am rav chista k'machloket kan. Kach machloket p'etrog. Well, kind of, it's the opposite. Hata matnitin, hacha braita, sorry. Ke machloket betrog, kach machloket kan. Omri Yehuda, never bring in a payas to a bathroom. What is that? Omri Vizera kashini babliata. Omri Rava, asula mashmesh betzor b'shabbat kederach shema mashmesh b'chol. Matki flom marzutra, what do you want the poor guy to do? This takein? No, kelachar yad. Omri Raviyana. Im yesh b'kom kavua lebeit ha-kisei, then it's below ayat, because he can always use it later. But im lav kach reya. Meducha k'tana shabesamim, that's how Rashi learns. Tosas learns. Im lav kach reya, meducha k'tana shabesamim. Omer Rav Sheshet, im yesh aleha eid, mutar. Meit ve'asara dvarim mevinat ha-tamidei tachtoniyu ve'eloheim. Ochel alei kanim alei kefanim lo lei kefanim lo rigei b'yamam alo melach shidro shal dag dag maliach shal bishel kot zorcho ha-shote shim reyayin ha-kal mekanech besiru b'charsit u-bitzro shekinech bo chavero v'yesh omri maf ha-tole atzma b'bet ha-kise lo kash ha-melach v'ha-b'yavesh or b'aytem ha-kan mitzad ha-char kan mishle etzadim or b'aytem ha-didei ha-dechavre omri ha-bail rav Yosef, how about if you do alei gishamim v'nishtash tashuk? Now what? Is it now Muktzah again, or is it Miuchah for the Beit HaKiseh? Omalei Ma'ayari Shomam Nikar, it's still Mutar the Beit HaKiseh. Boy, Minei Rabba Barav Shila, Miruch Kista. Ma'ala Halotamach Rav Lagag, either because of Tircha Yetera, according to Rashi, or you should have prepared it before Shabbat, according to Tosfos. Omalei, it doesn't matter. Godol Kevod HaBriyot Shadochet Lo Ta'aseh Shabbat Torah. Yotiv Marema v'karmel ala shmaitata. Eit ve'ravina l'marema. We see that it's not always so easy to be mate for kvod ha-briot. Because Rabbi Yezra omer notel adam kisem nishalafanav lachtsot boshinav. But the chachamim omrim lo yitol ala menevosho beima. What is supposed to be a piece of ugly meat stuck between your teeth? Ha'achi ha'ashtatam adam kovea makob l'suda. He could have prepared it for before. Acha adam kovea makom lebet hakisei. Omer Ravuna asur lefanot b'shabbat b'stein dir. My time. Ela mishum davsha. What's it after shabbat? Afil b'chol. Ela mishum asabim. Omer Reish Lakish. Tzror shalu bo asabim. Mutar lekaneach ba. It's only if you're tolish mimena b'shabbat b'kavana. Then you b'chayev hakatat. Ela, the real issue is Dilma Nakit Miloi Vishada Letatoi. Then you be Chayiv Mishum the Rabba. The Omer Rabbi Talo Guma Vatimama. If that Guma was Bebayit, you're Chayiv Mishum Boneh. If it's Besadeh, you're Chayiv Mishum Choreish. Gufa Amr Shlokish Tzror Shaluba Asavim Mutar Lekaneach Ba Baratole Shvenu B'Shabbat Chayav Chatat Amr of Papi Shema Amin Amr Shlokish that the Par Pirsa is Mutar Letaltel Matgel of Kahana Im Omru Letzorech Yomru Shalol Letzorech. I mean, come on, the Beit HaKiseh is one thing, but Stam to be Notel a Par Pisa. Omer Abaya, once we're talking about a Par Pisa, I cannot resist. Anyway, it certainly seems to be saying you don't really have to do kaparot. My time. If it's mishum kshafim, afil b'chol nami lo. El mishum asharat nimim. That's a davar sheino mitkaven. Omar lo Rabbi Natan bar Hoshaya, you know, a gavra rab omra milta. Let's explain it. Name of a milta. Lo mi boy is what he's saying. Lo mi boy b'chol it's osir. I guess the kshafim zakon, whatever. But I would have thought b'shabbat ov iketarat kli alav. It's better than being over on muktzah shapardam. Kamashvalan. Rava indeed understands all sugi mishum asharat nimin. Because of that, he has a problem of astira in Rabbi Yochanan. Kasher Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Me, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, also the Kaner, Bechares, Beshabbat, Amadav, Shinim, Betkaven, Asur. Ha Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halakha, Kista, Mishnah, Vitzlan, Nazir, Chofeif, Umifasfeif, as long as it's not a psikresha, and therefore he's low, sorry. What do you mean by this kshafim? Absolutely not. What am I supposed to do with you darn Jews? My avilachu, the lomekan echlachu bechasfa, velokotelachu kinam anaychu, velosholechlachu yarka veyachelachu mikisha, the asir gina.